Hi, Daniel. Congratulations. Karen from Destiny Newspaper. In Australia, you say that the little boy was dreaming with playing tennis, was a little disappointed. How do you feel that little child now that you won a new title?
It's definitely still different. Like after Australia, I changed in a little bit my perspective on just tennis itself, on life, but in a good way, because every experience is a positive experience when you look back at it 1 year ago, or Australian Open half a year ago. So for sure, I started taking some things around myself differently. I became different myself, started to just think differently about people thinking about me. Sorry, it's a little bit complicated, but I still dream of winning titles, still dream of playing good tennis, and of course that's the first time this year, hopefully not the last one. Important tournaments coming, and I'm really happy about it, and I want to continue this way.
Awesome.
Hi, Daniel. Arturo Sanguino del Universal Deportes. After this match, Mexico is important for you.
Yes, 100%. It's my second time in South America, both times in Mexico. Before this, I was never in South America. I really liked Acapulco. I said it from the first round. It was a tough moment for me, and definitely a tough opponent in the semis, so I didn't manage to win there. And really happy that I managed to get the title here, because, it's always not easy coming from grass court, where I didn't get the title and had two finals. You come here, you're jet-lagged, so first 3-4 days you play awful. I mean, it's very tough. You want to sleep. It's very hot. It's not easy to get used to it, so you start a little bit always like doubting, am I going to be in good shape for the tournament? And I'm really happy that now I can say, 100%, I played an amazing tennis, really top matches. Didn't give a lot of chances to my opponents, and I have this beautiful trophy, and I'm really happy about it.
Hey, Daniel. Rodrigo from Fox Sports. I'd like you to share with us what were your thoughts just before coming to Los Cabos, and now, like after you earned your 14th title.
Yeah, as I say, tennis is not an easy sport, because when you win, you can always lose the next week, and you're honestly gonna forget the win a little bit, no matter how big it is, or if it's sort of like really big, like a Grand Slam. Well, you can forget maybe when you lose the next Grand Slam final. That's what happened. So you tend to forget things. But good thing about tennis is that in 1 week you can turn around your season, your life, like Cameron did in Indian Wells, for example. So it can happen to everybody. And for sure, coming here, I was like, man, I lost 1, 2, 4 finals in a row. That's not nice. I want to do better. All of them for different reasons, different surfaces, different players, and different matches itself. I was like, I want to do better, and you never know that if it's going to happen or not. So for sure, before the final, I was a little bit nervous, a little bit more than usual. But now I'm really happy that now it's one last final of one, and hopefully can go for a streak. Sorry?
No.
Yes, for sure, 100%.
Daniel here. After this title, the first of the year, what are your goals for the rest of the season, Daniel?
My goal stays the same. There are important tournaments, of course, one Grand Slam left. I want to try to, first of all, play good tennis, just like I did here, and that's when it's tough to beat me, and that's when it gets tough for the opponents. They know that they have to play the point every time. They have to put it on the line to win the point, and it's not easy, and for sure many people can do this, and that's when there is some crazy matches going on. So first of all, I want to maintain this good level of tennis I managed to find here. Like this, I'm going to have my shots at some of the biggest titles. And that's what I'm looking for, trying to get the biggest titles that are left in the season.
Hi, Daniel, good evening. Rodrigo Camacho from Grupo Multimedios. I know that maybe you've talked about this before, but now that you got your first title as world number one. So I wanted to ask you, how hard or how difficult has it been for you to have to deal with this kind of responsibilities, expectations? And now that you have your first title as world number one, what can you tell us about that?
To be honest, except, and I'm new generation, so I do use social media, but except social media, you don't really have much pressure or people talking about it. Like in tennis world, everyone cares about himself, which is normal, so for sure many people congratulated me, but nobody would be like from other tennis players, come on man, now you have to win every tournament or something like this. The most pressure people get is social media, you know, these comments or whatever posts, but because I'm a new generation, so I read it, and that's where I could be a little bit sometimes disappointed or get mad or get a little bit disappointed with myself that I have to do better. And at the same time, as I said, let's say after Australian Open, I know what I have to do in life, I know what I want to achieve, I know what I do for this, how I work hard for this, and that's what matters to me, you know. I know people around me support me, and for sure I'm really happy as the world number one to get this title. Yesterday on the court they told me that I'm going to stay in the world number one till US Open, and that's great. I'm really happy about it, but 4,000 points coming, and I want to get the most possible, and that's what I'm going to try to do.
Last question, second.
Hi Daniel, Jaime Sandoval from Grupo Radio Centro. You have lived in this 2022 a lot of positive things, a lot of negative things too. What is the reflection you can make about this year?
You know, I won't say like anything special. All of this experience, when I look back, it's all positive, honestly, and because everything can make you think more, can make you reflect more on yourself and on the world itself, on what maybe you can do better, or what you think you are doing good enough already. Still, I mean, have to say, my job is to play tennis, and that's what matters the most to me, that's what I'm trying to do at my best. That I have been practicing really hard last 3 weeks, actually two of them with Cameron. We both did a great tournament. He didn't make the last step, maybe next time, it's great. That's why we are here for, to play these big matches, and I'm really happy, and I'm going to try to do as good as I can for the rest of the season.
Thank you, everybody. Now, as tradition holds, we'll do the photo that you called about.
Yeah,
so, you can say, yeah.
Do I sit or do I stand up? I can stand up. Yeah.